From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The government says consumer spending, a key force behind economic growth, was flat in June, as were the personal incomes of Americans. It's the latest evidence the recovery was losing momentum at the end of the second quarter. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner admits the economy has a long way to go to reach its full potential. And he says the government and Wall Street have to be about the work of bolstering the economy and strengthening the financial system.
We're in a moment where people are still deeply unhappy about what happened to this country. We have to earn back, all of us, the confidence of the American people that where you need oversight, the government's going to do that job.
Geithner was on ABC's Good Morning America. BP engineers are set to start slowly pumping mud into the cap assembly atop the runaway well in the Gulf of Mexico. It's a test to see if the cap can handle the pumping of mud and possibly cement into the well, the first step in an effort to seal the well off once and for all. Admiral Thad Allen is the government's point man on the oil spill. He says pressure readings will be monitored closely.
One of the things we're looking for is if we start pumping mud in and all of a sudden the pressure doesn't go down and we hit just a flat line and the pressure stays there, that means it's going somewhere. That would be of concern.
Allen says BP is hoping the so-called static kill alone can plug the well, but the company will still proceed with relief wells from which mud and cement will be pumped into the well from below the seabed. Lebanese troops and Israeli forces have been clashing today along Israel's northern border. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro says media reports put the number of dead at least four.
There are conflicting versions of what started the fighting. Images from the border show smoke rising from the area. In the wake of the battle, rhetoric has been tough from both sides. A statement from Israel's foreign ministry says Israel views the Lebanese government as responsible for this serious incident and is warning of ramifications if the violations continue. Lebanese President Michel Suleiman blamed Israel and urged his troops to confront any Israeli aggression, whatever the sacrifices. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Bank of America is agreeing to pay $600 million to settle class action lawsuits against Countrywide Financial. Scott Graff of member station WFAE reports the settlement has received preliminary approval from a federal judge.
Countrywide, which was purchased by Bank of America 2 years ago, had faced several class action suits and it withheld information on its portfolio from investors. The company had loosened lending restrictions as the U.S. housing market boomed. But when the market went south, many Countrywide clients defaulted and shareholders suffered. Countrywide and several former executives, though, are still under investigation by the Securities and Exchange Commission and the Department of Justice. As part of the settlement, which is the largest so far of the mortgage crisis, Countrywide executives admit no guilt. For NPR News, I'm Scott Graff in Charlotte.
Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is down 41 points. This is NPR News from Washington. Five Iraqi soldiers are dead in an attack on a checkpoint in western Baghdad. Militants packing guns with silencers drove up to the checkpoint at dawn, gunned down the troops, and then left the black flag of al-Qaeda as a calling card. At least 40 people are dead in Pakistan's largest city, Karachi, after a wave of attacks by gunmen. The shootings followed the assassination of a prominent lawmaker. Dozens of shops and vehicles have been set afire there. The latest tropical storm in the Atlantic is Tropical Storm Colin. Phil Latzman of member station WLRN reports the storm is not expected to pose a threat to the eastern U.S. or to the Gulf of Mexico.
It formed far out in the open Atlantic this morning with winds of 40 miles per hour as it moves swiftly to the west-northwest. Some additional strengthening is expected, but forecaster Richard Pash at Miami's National Hurricane Center says not much.
We are not predicting Colin to become a hurricane. We don't have any guidance to indicate that. We're not predicting it to intensify appreciably beyond, a moderate tropical storm.
Forecasts put Colin on a track to veer off the U.S. Atlantic seaboard. For NPR News, I'm Phil Latzman in Miami.
The vehicle most likely to be stolen by thieves is the Cadillac Escalade. No surprise there, given its price tag of more than $62,000. Kim Hazelbaker with the Highway Loss Data Institute says these are going for bling and powerful engines these days.
We clearly see that they're after horsepower and are leaving by the side of the road, as it were, things like the Toyota Prius, which is selling very well, but is not a theft target.
Hazelbaker says although the Escalade has a device that keeps it from being started without a special key, thieves just put the vehicles on flatbed trucks and haul them away. I'm Craig Windham, NPR.